You know, I get a sense that this discussion between Jesus and Nicodemus is one of the most prominent sections of Scripture.
Yeah, it's certainly one of them, Esther. We know that all Scripture is breathed from God. But what Jesus told Nicodemus is the very essence of the gospel message. And John chapter 3, verse 16 is possibly the most quoted and best known verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the opposite is true, as found in verse 18. If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have life, but rather the wrath of God still rests upon you until you repent of sin and receive Jesus as your Saviour. And when he comes, you know, into your life as Saviour, he also comes in as Lord, when real spiritual rebirth and life enters us. It's not about becoming more religious. Plenty of the Pharisees were defined by religion, yet far from God. Their way was all about behavior and appearance. But the marks of true spiritual life transform our desires, and the objects of our desire become Jesus. Our desire is to love him more and so worship him and become more like him.
Yeah, so what kind of rebirth then is Jesus actually talking about?
Yeah, well, Jesus says he's not referring to something physical, doesn't he? But a rebirth that comes from the Spirit. So every human being needs to be born again spiritually, without exception. How does this happen? Well, this happens when that person comes to the light, when we recognize that we are sinners who are in danger and we're in need of God's forgiveness, and that only he can forgive us because he is the only one who is perfect. When we realize that we're in debt to God, and that is the point of realizing our need for him. The point of change occurs when we accept his forgiveness of every single one of the sins that we've ever and ever will commit. And his forgiveness is lavished freely upon man by Jesus through his death on the cross and his resurrection. And the outworking of true spiritual life is not having to do life differently, but being utterly and wholly compelled and deeply wanting to do things differently. We want to surrender our lives, which are given by him in the first place, back to him. But now we have the chance to live for him and be filled with the power and the peace and the eternal hope and love that come from him and him alone.